Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, there are days when anger just seems to rear its ugly head, right? You know that feeling, your blood pressure spikes, your thoughts get scrambled, and suddenly, everything feels like a ticking time bomb. We all feel it, but the trick is learning how to manage those fiery feelings without letting them consume us. That's where stoicism comes in. Now, before you picture yourself wearing a toga and frowning at pigeons, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how we respond. Today, we're diving into some powerful Stoic practices that can help you navigate those anger-fueled moments with grace and resilience. First things first, let's get real. Anger is a natural human emotion. It's a signal that something's not right, a call to action to protect ourselves or what we value. But here's the catch. Our reactions often stem from our perception of events, not the events themselves. Ever felt like someone cut you off in traffic and it was the end of the world? It's a classic example. The event itself isn't that big of a deal, but our interpretation, our thoughts about it, can send us spiraling into anger territory. So practice this. When anger starts to bubble up, pause for a second and ask yourself, is my reaction truly justified by the situation? Next, remember the power of perspective. Imagine you're watching a movie where someone gets angry. You probably wouldn't get as worked up because it's not your reality, right? Stoicism encourages us to view our own experiences with that same kind of detachment. It doesn't mean being indifferent, it means creating some emotional distance so we can think more clearly and respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. Another powerful Stoic practice is focusing on what you can control. We often get caught up in things outside our sphere of influence, which can be a major trigger for anger. Think about it. You can't control other people's actions or opinions, but you can control how you respond to them. Instead of getting sucked into a power struggle, shift your energy towards what you can influence: your thoughts, your words, your actions. Now, let's talk about journaling. It might sound old school, but trust me on this one. Taking the time to write down your feelings, especially when you're angry, can be incredibly cathartic. It allows you to process those emotions without lashing out or bottling them up. Thus, by reflecting on your anger triggers and patterns, you can start identifying potential solutions and coping mechanisms. And finally, remember the power of forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy weight. It weighs you down emotionally and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means releasing the grip that anger has on your heart and mind. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a careless mistake that throws off your entire schedule. You feel your blood pressure rising, frustration bubbling up, ready to unleash a verbal explosion. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a deep breath, remember the Stoic practices we just talked about. You shift your focus to what you can control, how you respond to the situation. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this doesn't reflect on your own competence. You choose to address the situation calmly and professionally, offering solutions instead of accusations. Boom. Instead of escalating the conflict, you diffuse it with grace and wisdom. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic practices to help you manage anger effectively. Remember, mastering your emotions isn't about becoming an emotionless robot, it's about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and ultimately, more peace in your life. This journey isn't always easy, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Keep practicing, keep exploring these Stoic principles, and you'll be amazed at the positive transformation that unfolds within you. And hey, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with anger management in the comments below. What techniques have worked for you? And don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and real-life insights. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.